Tell me. So we'd picked up Kiryu Shimon Ben Elazar, right? So we'd said that Beit Shammai holds either like Shimon Ben Elazar holds that Tumat Yadayim only applies for Chulin, or Elazar Bar Tzadok, who holds that what we're talking about is Chulin, which you're treating as Kodesh, right? Chulin Shanas Al Tarda Kodesh. So the Gemara now just clarifies Kiryu Shimon Ben Elazar. What's the case of Shimon Ben Elazar? Detani, because the Braita says, Rishim Ben Elazar Omer, Rishim Rabbi Meir, Hayadayim Tchila Lechulin. Hands are considered rishon, right? Rishon l'toma for chulin ushniot l'truma. Now, what does that mean? So, truma in general, a chulin can never be more than a sheni, right? Chulin can never be more than a sheni, right? And therefore, in halacha, we have to realize that sometimes the Mishnah will use two terms. Sometimes it won't be makbid, but usually it will, especially when you're dealing with the multiple levels of tumah. One is tameh and one is pasul. Tameh means that it is tameh and can give, it can transfer tumah to something else. Pasul means it's at the end of a tumah train. So it became tameh, but can no longer transfer it. So chulin in general, the end of the line is sheni. So once it's sheni, that's it. Right? It can't become more tame. And therefore, in order to say that it can become tame, what you need to say is that a hand that touches it is considered rishon, meaning it can make it a sheni. Because if hands were sheni, then it couldn't do anything to chulin, because that would be making it a shlishi, and chulin can't become shlishi. Truma can become up to a shlishi, and kodesh can become up to a revi.
Right.
Right? So when the Gemara says that yadayim are tchila lechulin, and shniot letruma, that means that hands can make both chulin and truma tameh, which for chulin means that it can make it up to a sheni, right? If the hands are a rishon, and for truma, which is capable of becoming a shlishi, right? So it could be, right? It could get it to the point of shlishi. Right? That's now, the weird thing here is that the simple pshat here is that it only makes truma ashlishi, right? Meaning that hands are considered a rishon for chulin and they're considered a sheni for truma, which implies that it's more machmir for chulin than it is for truma, which is why the Bavli explicitly rejects this understanding of it. Right, and the Gemara, right, in Chulin Lamed Gimel, right, challenges what Tchilot Lechulin in Lechuma Lo. He says, no, Hachikamar, Tchilot Af Lechulin, right, meaning it's a Rishon even for Chulin, Shniot Lechuma in Lechulin Lo, right, that it can only be a, right, that if it is a Rishon, then it can make Truma or Chulin into a Sheni, right, but they're only Shniot for truma, and they, meaning, right, so the way I just understood, the Yerushalmi is basically in light of the way the Bavli would. The Yerushalmi doesn't seem to actually think that, right, because the Yerushalmi, at first glance, sounds like Kipshuta, that no, hands make chulin into a, right, sheni, because they're considered a rishon, and shniot for truma. So the Haredim explains, that no, right? What it means is that your gozer both for chulin and for truma. And the point is that what they wanted to do was basically make it that yadayim make something puzzle and not tame, and that's all it means, right? So yeah, lemaisa, what that means is it makes a chulin a sheni,
right,
and it's acting as a rishon, and for truma it makes truma a shlishi and acts as a sheni. But that all it really means is that yadayim have the ability to make something puzzle and not tame.
Okay,
fine. Okay, Elazar Tzadok, did Tanin Taman, what does he hold? Tanin Taman, the Mishnah says later in Tara, the Chulin Shanasu al Gabe HaKodesh, right? It's a Chulin that you treat as Kodesh. And again, why anyone ever did this is beyond me a little bit. But Hare Elu Kechulin, so even though they're treating it like Kodesh, meaning they're eating it B'tahara, in terms of its ability to become Tameh beyond the status of Shani, it is Chulin. Because Bechefza, it's Chulin. You're treating it like Kodesh, but it is Chulin, and therefore Bechefza, it is only subject to up to sheni, like any other chulin. But Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer Harei Elu Kitruma L'Tami Shnayim V'Lefsal Echad. And he says, no, it actually gains the status, as it were, of truma, meaning that it can, what's the tamei shnayim lifsol echad? Right, so remember I just told you that tamei is being able to give on, right, and pasul, which means that it can be a shlishi, because the first two levels of tuma, it will still be able to give over tuma, and once it hits shlishi, it'll be pasul, and it will no longer be able to give tuma, right? And that's what it means, but you see that according to him, he thinks you could have a case of chulin shenasal tarat hakodesh, right, where it takes the status of truma, and that's Beit Shammai's position, right, and that's why he's worried about making, right, so the Gemara now says, why is Beit Shammai worried about chulin becoming tamei? Because he thinks that chulin can be made al tarat hakodesh, which would actually upgrade its status of truma. Yalla, right, that's how, that was that very convoluted argument. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Taman Danina, and the Mishnah in the Adiot says, Hasach b'shemen, shemen tahor. If you anoint your body with tahor oil, nitma, and then your body became tamei, v'yarad v'taval, and you go to the mikvah, and the oil is presumably still on your skin, v'chamei omrim, aval b'shuhu min nateif. Even though the oil is still dripping off your body, meaning it hasn't yet absorbed, tahor. The oil as well becomes tahor, because even though mikvah doesn't help liquids become tahor, even though it isn't absorbed into your body, it comes from batel to your body and becomes tahor. Beit Hillel omrim tamei, and Beit Hillel says no, it is not batel to your body, and therefore it's considered separate. And since liquids cannot become tahor by being put in the mikvah, it remains tamei. Ve'im haya shemen tamei mitchilato. But if it was tamei, right, meaning it was tamei before it got on your skin, right, which is more machmir. Beit Shammai om kedeg sichot ever katan. So he says it depends. If there's enough oil that drips off your body, enough that you could anoint a small limb, right, which is normally understood as your pinky. So then, it is considered separate from your body, and therefore tefillah won't help. V'hil omrim mashke tofeach. He says it doesn't, you don't even need that much. If the oil, right, so there's two statuses in general. There's tofeach, which is moist, and tofeach amanat lahatpiach, which is moist enough that it can make something else moist. Right? So he says that as long as it still, right, makes things wet, that's enough for it not to be batel, and it remains tamei, right? Which is again more machmir than Beit Shammai. Is it tofeach or toneh amanat latpiach? That seems even machloket here. Just 1 second. That Rehuda Omer Rishon Beit Hillel tofeach umatpiach. It has to be moist and make other things moist, which is the moister level of moist. Okay, fine. Yeah, I know. The word moist sort of feels weird in your mouth. It's like, you know, it sort of feels like it sounds. You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, what were you saying, Mordechai?
So Beit Hillel says that the oil never becomes part of...
Unless it's very, right, unless it's very, very, very minimal. Like, it's still, it's basically dry at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. So now the Gemara says, Machalfa shitat ha, and this is the reverse of their position. Debate Hillel, because Taman Amren Tamei, because later on he says, right, he says that oil, right, is not considered batel your body, and therefore is Tamei. V'hach Amren Tahor, and yet here, right, why do we bring this whole thing up? Because according to Beit Hillel, the oil that's on the the water or whatever, the liquid from your hand that's on the towel is tahor, right? Right? Because remember, that's how we got into this whole thing, right? That Beit Hillel says that you're allowed to put the towel that you dry your hands on the cushion. And the Gemara had given two reasons for Beit Hillel. One is kasafed mashkin liyadayim tahor. Right, and the other is ein yadayim, ein tumat yadayim lechulin. Right, so the Gemara here is asking within the first one, which is safek mashkin layim tahor, and the Gemara is assuming that what happens is there's still a liquid here, And the Gemara is saying, look, I don't understand, right? Basically, isn't it always going to be somewhat moist because you just dried your hands? And Behil isn't worried about Tumah, which implies that he thinks moist is not enough of a reason for it to transfer Tumah. And the Gemara says, no, Taman be'inohu. Vacha balua b'mapahu. He says, no. Behil holds that once the oil is absorbed into the towel, now it can't become Tumah because it's absorbed. Right? But when it is not absorbed, that's when...
It can transfer Tumah.
Exactly. Okay. The Ravid has a different girsa of this entire Gemara, right? Which is Mechalfa Shitaton de Beit Shammai, Taman Armentar, Vachanin and Tame, Tamun Ma'us Bram Hacha, Be'ina of Hu, right? And the Rosh Hashanah has this as well. And according to this, it's a totally different girsa. That the question isn't Beit Hillel, it's on Beit Shammai. Which is, right, the flip is if Beit Shammai holds that the oil becomes batel to you, then why is he worried at all about the oil in the mappa, right? Because he doesn't want you to put it on the, he doesn't want to put the wet towel on the pillow, on the cushion, because he's worried it'll become tameh. But why? Didn't Beit Shammai just hold that once something's absorbed, it can't become tameh? Right? And the Gemara answers that no, on your body now, right, oil that has been pre-used for anointing is now disgusting, right? No one wants to take your hand cream once you've already, right, put it on your hands, right? And therefore, it is batel because ich, ma'us, right? Whereas, you know, if you wash your hands on a towel, you might let someone else use the towel, right? There's a hand towel in the bathroom, right? Multiple people will dry their hands on the towel, right, and therefore it is not disgusting, so therefore the moistness does not automatically cease to exist halachically. The Gra has yet a different gersa, but maybe we should go on?
Yeah, but we don't use the towel because it's... we use the towel because we hope that it we don't get moist from the towel.
Yeah, fine. Okay, anyways, next Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omer Mechabdin Nabayet V'achaknol L'yadayim. Beit Shammai says, first you... clean the house and then you wash your hands. My machronim, but he'll omrim not lay down b'achakach mechabdin. I'll buy it. First, you wash your hands and then you clean the house. So matam to Beit Shammai. Why, according to Beit Shammai, do you clean the house before you wash your hands? My machronim, b'bnei ovdan ochlin. Because if your hands were wet, it's going to destroy the food, and that's an issur of baltashket. And right, and baltashket in general, right? It looks like you hate, right, what God gave you or something, or you don't care about it or something like that. Right, that, sorry, that the second is, there's Baal Tashkhet, and then there seems to be a separate one of Bizayon Ochlin, which Rashi describes as, right, kivoet b'tova shish b'akadosh baruch b'olam, that you're like kicking, right, at God, the goodness that he gave to you. So that's why he doesn't want your hands wet. Umay taman de Beit Hillel. And why does Beit Hillel say that you can wash your hands first? So he says, ima shamash b'keachu. Because if the shamash is a Talmud Chacham, harezem ma'avir peirurin sheish megazayim neich peirurin pachon megazayev not only nevachak mechabdin abayit. There's three stages. First, he gets rid of the pieces of food that are bigger than a kezayit, which there's an isser to destroy. Then he washes his hands, and then he gets rid of crumbs because the crumbs that are less than a kezayit, there is no.
We're not worried about...
Right, there's no Isser of Ibad... Right, there's no Isser of Ibad Ochlin, of Baal Tashkhet. Exactly, and now the Mefarshim argue, is he Mamash a Talmud Chacham? I mean, is that, like, not Kavod? Right, because there's an Isser of being Meshamish but Talmud Chacham. So some say it's... where it's a Talmud Chacham, but the people eating are his Rebbeim, and therefore it's not. And other people say, nah, come on, it doesn't mean a Talmud Chacham. It means... like a halachically knowledgeable shamash, right? There's the shamash, right? It's even like, you know, like these Shabbos goyim, right? They're not Jewish, but like they're around Jews so much, they know the basics of, you know, what they need to know about Hilchos Shabbos, right? You know, it's like Colin Powell at Hayom, right? He was like famously a Shabbos guy when he was young. And mm-hmm. And that's why he knows Yiddish, you know, because like he grew up from Jews as a Shabbos guy.
He's a former Secretary of Defense under George Bush.
Yeah.
Had the uranium to the UN. It's like, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
Okay. Anyways, next Mishnah. So next Mishnah. So what happens if you continue your Shabbos meal until Motzei Shabbat? So now you have to do Kiddush, and you have to do Havdalah, and you have to do... you have to do benching, you have to ner, mazon, all that stuff. What is the order? Beit Shammai Omrim, ner, mazon, besamim, v'havdalah. Right, so first candle, right, morei ha'esh, then benching, then besamim, then hamavdalah, v'kodesh l'chol. Beit Hillel Omrim, ner, besamim, mazon, v'havdalah. And then a second machloket is, what is the girsa of the bracha on Eish? Is Beit Shammai Omrim Shabar Ma'or Ha'esh, Beit Hillel Omrim Gorei Me'orei Ha'esh. Now, what is their machloket about this order? So, everyone seems to hold that Havdalah goes at the end, because we want to be Ma'acher Shabbat, right? We want to keep Shabbat as long as possible. And everyone thinks that Ner is first. And the reason, as we've seen before, is possibly people were very poor, and therefore they didn't, you know, you want to say the bracha on the candle and then blow it out, right? Because they only have minimal fuel. Other people say that as soon as you light it, you get hanas, so you have to make a bracha. The machloket is just about the order of besamim birkat hamazon, where according to Beit Shammai, you put benching before besamim. And the logic seems to be because I ate before I had the besamim. And Beit Hillel says, because this is how the Rosh really understands it, because as soon as I light the candle, I know Shabbat is over, and that's when I start feeling sad, and that's when I need the besamim. Tani. Amar Yehuda lo nechlu Beit Shammai Hillel al amazon shu betchila, and that's what the Gemara clarifies. Everyone agrees that benching is first, right? Different order, right? Different order than we have in our Mishnah, right? So the Braita has the order that no, benching comes first according to everybody. Why? Because that's what you were chayiv in, right? You ate. V'al havdala shubasof, again, because you want to make it that you leave Shabbos as late as possible. V'ama nechliko, what are they arguing about? Al ha-ma'or v'al ha-b'samim. On the candle, on the b'samim, shu Beit Shammai Omrim b'samim ma'or. Beit Shammai puts the spices first. And, right, again, the Rosh Rilio says because you want to give people, you know, his, you want to give him his happiness back before he lights the candle. V'al omrim ma'or u'b'samim. Other people say that maybe really the besamim comes to quote Shabbat, and therefore it really attaches to Shabbat more than the ner, which is about Motzei Shabbat. And Beit Hillel, again, the Mepharshim say that the reason is because as soon as you see it, you get Hana, etc. Now, it happens to be that in Tosefta, the Girsa switched of who holds what. There's a lot of Girsa problems here. Fine. So the Gemara then just finishes. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav Halacha k'divrei Misha Omer b'samim v'achar kach ma'or. The Halacha is b'samim and then candle, which again, according to this Girsa, is Beit Shammai, but as we saw, is different Girsa elsewhere. Okay, that is the end of Pei Bet. Let us stop there.